Using boats and skis, Cedarburg native Eric Larson and his traveling companion Lonnie Dupree reached the North Pole over the weekend. Larson says they've now drifted about 3 miles towards Siberia. He says their summertime journey to the pole has shown the Arctic Ocean is undergoing dramatic change.
We thought that by the time and by previous expedition experiences, winter expeditions, we assumed that by the time that we got to 87 degrees north latitude, the ice would become flatter and there would be just long stretches of nice, easy skiing. And actually the opposite has been the case. Since 87 degrees north, we've encountered smaller and smaller pans that have been more fractured, more pressured together, and more sections of open water. We've also encountered more wildlife in the last few weeks than we had on the entire expedition, which means more open water as well. So the Arctic Ocean is literally breaking up underneath our feet.
The wildlife included seals and a polar bear that they encountered just a mile from the North Pole. Larson says he and Dupree have also had light rain and temperatures above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Larson says it made for treacherous conditions on the way.
Those temperatures are very difficult to travel in because it's right around freezing. There's a lot of open water. Again, with the rain, everything is damp. We can't wear a lot of clothes while we're traveling because we'll overheat, and as soon as we stop, we're very chilled and cold. Plus, there's the potential of falling through thin ice, which I've done on one occasion, which got through all right, but still a little disconcerting.
Larson says he and Dupree will try to carefully head south over the next few weeks. Greenpeace International is a main sponsor of the trip and has been setting up satellite phone interviews with the expedition. The general scientific consensus is that the Earth is warming, though some scientists still chalk that up to normal temperature cycles. Larson says donations and emotional support from Wisconsin and cheese curds that help give he and Dupree a boost of energy early in the northward journey may be playing an important role in adding to the body of evidence of human-triggered global warming. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.